Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kufches. And we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Zayin on the days. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Yor Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlema Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda. So we're moving along in Perek Chelek. Believe it or not, we're already at the home stretch, a new Mishnah, but the topic is going to be the same. We're going to continue to discuss Olam Haba, more specifically, Elu she'yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba, ve'elu she'ein lahem chelek la'olam haba. So one of the avoidas of Perek Chelek is learning Nach, as it relates to today's daf, and really tomorrow's daf, and even the daf after that. We're not going to be learning Nach as much as we're going to be learning Tanach. Today's daf is going to talk very much about the story of Noach. From there, we're going to get into the Dor HaFlaga. We're going to discuss the Dor of Sdom V'Amora. We're going to talk all about Korach. So the topic is going to be, again, stories of the Torah, stories that are not just stories that contain in it lessons and an incredible amount of panemius. But whereas until this point, for the most part, we were dealing with Nevi'im uksuvim, these next few shiurim are going to be portions in the Torah that we're more familiar with, that deal more with the Torah part of Tanakh. Now, as it relates to today's daf, we're going to start with a Mishnah, which is going to give us a smorgasbord of ideas, and then we're going to immediately, as soon as the Gemara starts, Tanu Rabbanon Dor HaMabul, we're going to segue into the story of Noach, which for our Chabura is particularly Gishmak, because we literally just finished learning Parshas Noach together. So from that standpoint, it's Dover Be'itoy Matoiv, and really we went through Be'ezus Hashem, every single pasuk in Parshas Noach, with Ruba the Ruba of the Rashis and different inyanim of different Rishonim. We spoke a little bit pnimiistic, so to have this daf is almost like the cherry on top, because this daf is literally ground zero for the Torah Shebaal Peh as it relates to the story of Noach, right? And just to be clear, when you talk about all these different episodes in the Torah, so they're not mentioned that much in Shas. A daf here, a gemara there. As it relates to the story of the Mabul, the primary source is one daf in Shas. Sanhedrin Kuf Ches Amin Alf. Now, is the story of Noach mentioned elsewhere? Of course it is. But this is by far the primary source. Stating that, there are many midrashim. So if you were going to sit down and learn Parshas Noach with Torah Shebaal Peh, you may be inclined to start with the Talmud Bavli. It seems very glatt, but at the same time, there's all the Midrashim, the Medrash Rabba, the Medrash Tanchuma, rove of which are the Agadata sources that Rashi quotes and the Rishonim quote in their Pirush al HaTorah, right? Usually when Rashi was quoting something, Torah Shebaal Peh, something drushtig as it relates to a parish in the Torah, Rashi's primary source was actually not Gemara. Rashi's primary source was the Midrashim. But either way, as it relates to Talmud Bavli, this daf is the daf that is the oral tradition of so many of the Pesukim and Parshas Noach. Being that we just learned it together as a Chabura, I think we can jump right in. Either way, we're going to do what we do. So, the Eilgen Mishnah, Dor HaMabul, Ein Lohem Chelek, La'olam Haba. The Dor HaMabul, they got wiped off the map, literally. Not just that, Ein Lohem Chelek, La'olam Haba, they will not merit a portion in the world to come. Not just that, they're not even going to get up Ridin in the end of days. We'll see in a minute what that means. Shenemar, what's the makar to this? It's a pasuk. It says, Layadun Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam. This pasuk is describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude to that Dor HaMabul, and we learn from here, Layadun Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam, Loy Din V'loy Ruach. So Layadun is from the Sherish of Din, Ruchi is from the Sherish of Ruach, Din meaning this generation will be Layadun, they're not going to be Omdim Ledin, and also Loy Ruach, they're not going to have this Ruach Hadasha, they're not going to be Zoicha to Olam Haba. Dor HaFlaga, as released to the Dor HaFlaga, Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. They do not have a Chelek L'Olam Haba, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayofetz Hashem Oysam Misham, Al Pinei Kol Ha'aretz, U'Misham Hafitzam. Vayofetz Hashem Oysam, when it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread them out, it means Ba'Olam Hazeh. They went from being singular nation to suddenly being 70 nations, meaning there was a punishment that they received in Olam Hazeh. Umisham hefitzam Hashem. What's that extra punishment? Olam Haba, that's referring to Olam Haba. Now notice, there's a distinction between the Dair HaMabul and the Dair HaFlaga. Dair HaMabul has no chelik in Olam Haba. Additionally, Ein Oim de Medin. As it relates to the Dair HaFlaga, they have no chelik in Olam Haba. We don't mention that they're not Oim de Medin. So you say, Meres, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is of the opinion that the Dair HaFlaga really will be Oim de Medin. Anshei Stoim, as relates to the Anshei Stoim, Ein Lohem Chelik Leilam Abba, they have no Chelik Leilam Abba, Shanem, as the Pasuk says, Anshei Stoim, Ra'im V'chatoim La'ashem Ma'oid. Ra'im V'chatoim La'ashem Ma'oid. Ra'im means they were bad and they were going to be punished in this world. V'chatoim means Leilam Abba, that on some level they're cast away, they're not going to have a Chelik in Leilam Abba. Aval, stating that, as it relates to the Anshei Stoim, and by the way, also as it relates to the Anshei Dair HaFlaga, Oim Debedin, they're going to be Oim Debedin. Rav Nechemya Oimer, Rav Nechemya said, Elu ve'elu ain Oim Debedin. So who's the Elu ve'elu? So Rashi says, it's the last Rashi on the Amud, Anshei Dair HaMabul ve'Anshei Stoim. As it relates to the Anshei Dair HaMabul, which even the Tanakhama says is ain Oim Debedin, additionally, Elu ve'elu, not the Anshei Dair HaFlaga, Anshei Stoim v'Amayru, they're also Ein Oim D'Bedin, Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk, Alkein lo yakumu rishon v'amishpat, v'chatoim badas tzadikim. Alkein lo yakumu rishon v'amishpat, zeh Dair HaMabul. V'chatoim badas tzadikim, elu Anshei Stoim. Meaning, and this pasuk is saying that the rishon were not even going to get up in the future, b'mishpat. Meaning, not only are they not going to have Olam Haba, they won't even have Mishpat. We're referring to two generations. Said Rav Nechemya, what are these two generations? One is referring to the Dair HaMabul that the Tanakhama agrees with, and the other one is referring to the Anshei Stoim. Omru Loi, the Chachamim told Rav Nechemya, Einam Oimdim Badas Sadikim, Aval Oimdim Badas Rishon. Now you have to look a little bit more carefully at the pasuk. It says, Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishon Ba Mishpat, V'chatoim Badas Sadikim. Yeah, there's not going to be Mishpat to result in being Badas Sadikim, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be Mishpat at all. So shoot, this pasuk definitely is referencing the Anshei Stoim V'Amayru, and on some level, there's no Mishpat. But what it means is no Mishpat Klapi Adas Sadikim, but it doesn't mean there's no Mishpat at all, because according to the Tanakhama, really, the Anshei Stoim V'Amayru is going to have some form of din in the end of days. So really, we discussed up until this point in the Mishnah three categories. There's the Dair HaMabul, there's the Dair HaFlaga, and then there's the Anshei Stoim V'Amayru. As it relates to the Dair HaMabul, they have no chelik in Olam Haba, they're also not going to be Oim D'Medin. As it relates to the Dair HaFlaga, they have no chelik in Olam Haba, they are going to be Oim D'Medin. As it relates to the Anshei Stoim V'Amayru, it's Machloikis. For sure, they have no chelik in Olam Haba, Machloikis Chachomim / Tanakhama, right? Refer to them as the Chachomim, or as the Tanakhama, they're both accurate, and Rav Nechemya, whether or not they're going to be Oim Debedin. Kuli Amaloi Pligi, they have no chelik in Olam Haba. The Shaila is, yeah, Oim Debedin, or not Oim Debedin. Dair HaMidbar, skipping the parentheses, Ein Lam Chelik Olam Haba. The Dair HaMidbar is going to have no chelik in Olam Haba. The Ein Oim Debedin, additionally, they're not going to be Oim Debedin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, but Midbar Azeh Yitomu, Vishom Yomusu, Divi Rabbi Akiva. Yitomu means that they have no chelik in Olam Haba. Vishom Yomusu means they're not even Oim Debedin. Blazer says, Aleim Oim. I disagree. As it relates to the Anshei Dair HaMidbar, the Pasuk says, Isfuli Chasidai, Karsei Brisi, Alei Zevach. Now what does this mean? So we're going to see already in the Gemara. But Rabbi Eliezer held that this Gemara seems to be referring to the Dair HaMidbar as being Chasidai, Karsei Brisi, and because they're referred to in this beloved way, must be their fate at the end of days is going to be a little bit different than the way Rabbi Akiva saw it. Adas Koyrach, Zok the Mishnah. So we know where they went, right? They're in the red. And you should know they're never going to ascend from the ground. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vatechas aleihem ha'aretz, vayoivdu mi toich hakol. So it's like a double lashon. Vatchas aleihem ha'aretz, Zok the Gemara's, Bagel Mazet. That's referring Rabbi Akiva holds that the Dair HaMidbar is Einlam Chelik Loilam Haba, and he also holds that Das Koyrach is Einlam Chelik Loilam Haba. Now it's interesting that Das Koyrach is Chayra part of the Dair HaMidbar, Bichlal Masayim Mana. But either way, Rabbi Akiva says, but even Chloe Dair HaMidbar has no Chelik in Loilam Haba, that Das Koyrach not. The nusach he uses is a little bit different. Dair HaMidbar is not going to enter the world to come. Das Koyrach is Einu Asid Lalois. Meaning not only do they not have a chelik in Olam Haba, but you want to know where they are. They're in the red. Olam Haba Mamish, forever and ever and for all of eternity, that's where they are. Rabbi Eliezer said, Aleim Oimer, I disagree. It's regarding them that that's clear, that the pasuk says, Hashem Memes Umechayim Meirut Sha'ol Vayoel, that there's a Bechina where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meirut Sha'ol. Who was Meirut Sha'ol? That that's Kerach of a Vayoel. Doesn't mean they're going to be there forever. They're actually going to have at some point an Aliyah, and as a result, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that that's Kerach will have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Either way, so a lot just happened in this Mishnah. We spoke about the Der HaMabel, we spoke about the Der HaFlogo, we spoke about the Anshei Stoim V'Amoira, then we pivoted to the Der HaMidbar, we talked about that Das Kerach, a lot of Machloikis, and all with regards to the same Indian. The Olam Haba of these infamous generations, what exactly is it going to be? Machloikis Chacham Reb Nechemya, with regards to the Anshei Stoim V'Amoira, Machloikis Reb Eliezer, Reb Yakiva, regarding the Der HaMidbar, regarding that Das Kerach, all of which is going to be discussed in these next few Dafen of Gemara. But just one thing that I think needs to be clarified, almost the definition, just pshat. What does it mean in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah talks about Yesh lem chelek lo'ilam haba and ain't lem chelek lo'ilam haba? Additionally, are they oim de bedin or are they not oim de bedin, right? If you learn this as a Mishnah, that's the sugya here. The sugya is certain dairis that were infamous. Will they have a chelek in Olam Haba or not? One shaila. And number two, will they be oim de bedin or will they not be oim de bedin? So we know what it means to have a chelek in Olam Haba or not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Or at the very least, we have a better idea today than we did 3 weeks ago. But what does it mean, oim de bedin or not oim de bedin? So the Ramban and Sha'ar HaGmul, and when we went through the Olam Haba raid bites, this was in the third raid bite, when we went through the Sha'ar HaGmul, we spoke a little bit about this. It says that this Mishnah is a makar to one of the tenets of belief and understanding of what the end of days is going to look like, and that is that in the end of days is going to be a Tchias HaMesim, a mass Tchias HaMesim, where everybody is going to arise. Every person that lived mamish from the beginning of time is going to get up, and there's going to be a Yoyim HaGadol V'Anoira. And he says, when the Nevi'im talked about this Yoyim HaGadol V'Anoira, Daniel referenced it, Malachi referenced it, that's what they were referring to. They're referring to a Yoyim Mishpat that's going to take place in the end of days. And after that Mishpat, it's going to be determined by the judge and the jury, Kutsh Berichu, B'Chvoid V'Atzmai, who deserves to enter Olam Haba, and who doesn't deserve to enter Olam Haba. But before Olam Haba, there's going to be a judgment day. So it's scary. Every single person, his neshama is going to have to stand in the presence, and by the way, his guf too, right? He's going to have to stand in the presence of the Shechina, and he's going to have to give din v'cheshbon for everything that he did. Meaning, you can't just assume, yeah, you're going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. I don't think I check off any of the boxes of ve'elu she'elam chelek l'Olam Haba, roiv schuyas, etc., etc. Again, there's going to be a judgment day, and at that point, it's going to be determined, and everybody's going to stand there. That's that Yom HaDin. It's Kipshuta Yom HaDin. So just like we have a Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, Aser, Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, there's going to be another Yom HaDin in the end of days. And that Yom HaDin is going to be the determining factor. Meaning, whether a person has a Chelek in Olam Haba is not determined when he dies. Now, this is really telling the Machlokes Rama Ramban, what Olam Haba is, but we're going in the world of the Ramban now. That Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchiyah. It's a world that's going to come. It's a world that doesn't exist right now. And really, before entrance is determined, Yod the Nine, into that world, there's going to be a din. Says the Ramban, that din everyone's going to be party to. Some people are going to be Yotza Zakai, some people are going to be Yotza Chayiv, and it's that din, says the Ramban, that the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin Amadeh, that goes right on to Kuf Ches Amad Aleph, is discussing. That's what it means. Are they Oim de Bedin? Are they not Oim de Bedin? It means, will they even have the schus to be Oymed Bedin, the Anshei Dar HaFlogo for sure, the Anshei Dar HaMabel for sure not, the Anshei Stoim V'Amor Machloikis, right? So that's what's going on here in this Mishnah. But the bottom line is, it says the Ramban, this Mishnah is a groisa mekar to my understanding of the Nevi'im, my understanding of the end of days, and that is, in addition to Olam Haba, there's another din, and it's Pashit, says Ramban and Sha'ar HaGmul, that's what's playing itself. So this Ramban is not a raid bite, this Ramban is Pashit Pshat. That's what's playing itself out. That's what's happening here in this Mishnah. Either way, as promised, we're going to go through all these different dairis, mamish. This is a b'china binu shnois dair v'dair, and we're going to begin with the first dair that was mentioned in the Mishnah, that is the dair of the Mabel. Sokta ila gemara, braisa tana rabbanon, dair ha-mabel, ilim chelek leilam haba. The dair ha-mabel has no chelek leilam haba. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayimach es kol hayakum asher al pnei ha'adam." Vayimach es kol hayakum. What does that mean? And then when it says Vayimachu min ha'aretz, it's another pasuk that talks about how the Dor HaMabul was wiped out. Olam Haba, that's referring to Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah said Dor HaMabul has no chelik in Olam Haba. In the Braisa, Dor HaMabul ain't chelik in Olam Haba. In the Mishnah, it's the Tanakama / Chachamim. In the Braisa, it's Divrei Rabbi Akiva. But notice the Makaris are different Makaris. In the Mishnah, the Makaris lo yadin ruchi ba'adam lo olam lo yadin v'lo ruach. In the Braisa, it's Vayimach Haskola Yekum Asher al pnei Adama. That's one. Vayimachu min ha'aretz. That's number two. Meaning, one being Olam Hazeh, the other one being Olam Haba. Read the Mamseira. Read the Mamseira said, Loi Chayin, the Loi Nidoinen. They are not going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva. But in addition to that, they're also not going to be judged. Shenemar, and read the Mamseira, he quoted the pasuk in the Mishnah. It says, Loi Yodim, Ruchi Ba'odam, Loi Yodim, Loi Din, V'loi Ruach. Dover Achar, another pshat, another way to darshan this pasuk, Loi Yodim, Ruchi Ba'odam, La'olam. What it means is lo yodim ruchish lo itehei nishmas and chayzeres linedana. So a nedana is an Aramaic word. It means like a case, like a sheath. So a person has a knife. You don't keep the knife around, right? Especially if it's in your pocket. You put it in some sort of casing. So the neshama, the ruach, is not going to be returned to its casing. It's the same Indian. The pasuk is saying that when the neshama leaves the guf, which is the casing of that blade, it's never going to be returned, meaning they're not going to come back lo'olam haba. So in the davar achar, in the taich of lo'yodim ruchi, it means the same thing. It means that they're not going to have a chelik in lo'olam haba. Not lo yodin ruchi, lo yodin v'lo ruach, but rather with darshining the word lo yodin, shall attain the shmos and chayzeres l'nadon. Now, Kubi, there's a chiluk with regards to whether there'll be oimid bedin or not. If the way you teach lo yodin ruchi is lo yodin v'lo ruach, so the pasuk's not only saying lo ruach, no oilam haba, the pasuk's also saying no din. If yodin is milosh and nadon, then it's not really talking about din, it's talking about oilam haba. Now, Kubi is talking about din, right? You have to know. Shtikl sugi here, because really the din is going to happen when the neshama is going to return to the gulf, so there's going to be some form of tchias amesim that's going to precede even that. So, does the pasuk mean that you're not going to have the gulf azoy lo'ivam void? But maybe for that interim period of time, yeah. Or maybe not. So this is already above my pay grade. But either way, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yosi said, that even when a Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to return the neshamos to the Fgarim Mason, neshmasam kashalam gehenim, the neshamos of this dar, of the Dor HaMabul, is going to be very difficult for them. They're going to be in a very hard spot in gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, taharu chashash, tel dukash, and what we need is really the end of this pasuk, ruchachem ish. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Chazal had a mesayer that the Navi Yeshaya was referring to the Dor HaMabul, and what he was saying was ruchachem ish toichalchem, that your ruach, your neshama, is going to be consumed like fire. Again, Rav Nachman Rav Yosi also holds that the Dor HaMabul has no chelik in olam haba. He said it in his nusach, and he came from his pasuk. So again, this is a brisa that talks about the Dor HaMabul. Yeah, olam haba, not olam haba. Three different psukim, four different ways to interpret the psukim. But atzad hashava shavahen is that they're not going to have a chelik in olam haba. Zok the gemara vayta tan rabbanon. So that relates to the Dor HaMabul, right? So what was the chet of the Dor HaMabul? If somebody asks you, the Dor HaMabul was a very, very bad generation, right? What did they do that was so terrible? So if you go through Rashi and Chumash, which we did, so you see there's a few things that are mentioned right in the beginning. Number one, the pasuk talks about the world, Vatishachis, right? The word Vatishachis is something that's mentioned many times. Vatishachis ha'aretz, Rashi says, Loshin erva v'avoyde zara. So we know there was Gilui Arayis, and there was avoyde zara. But the pasuk also says, Vatimolei ha'aretz chamas. And chamas means gasol, right? This is, in many ways, the pasuk that defines the averus of the Dor HaMabul. Vatishachis ha'aretz lefneu alikim, Vatimolei ha'aretz chamas. Vatishachis, we know, is Loshin erva v'avoyde zara. Chamas, we know, means gasol. So this is the big three, right? The big three is Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, not Shvichas Damim, but rather it's the other big three. It's going to be Gezel. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa, that part and parcel of what was wrong with the Dor HaMabul was they had terrible, terrible Gaiva. And the Gemara is going to discuss what was the origin of this Gaiva. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbana, Dor HaMabul, loin nisko, the Dor HaMabul came to this terrible Gaiva. Why? What is it that led them to this gaiva? Because of the fact that it was the best of days. Right? The pasuk says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. Right? Sometimes when things are too good, it can lead a person to gaiva, which ultimately could be the downfall of a person. That's exactly what happened by the Dor HaMabul. So if you want the real setting of the Dor HaMabul, economy is booming, people are in a great place. everyone's just feeling very, very good. Consumer confidence is at its all-time high, right? The oilam is in a gitta plots. And that's precisely what undermined the generation. That's what its downfall was. They're a mabo leinusko. Again, you see gaiva, elabishful toive sheshpil emakadosh baruch hu. Maxiv bahem. Now, what's the makar to this? So the Gemara is going to quote many cryptic psukim in Sefer Iyov that is referring to the Dar HaMabel. These are not easy psukim. I'm going to read it with the English. Their houses were secure from terror, and the rod of God was not upon them. Uksiv, there's another pasuk. It says, his ox impregnates, does not misdirect its seed. His cow calves does not miscarry, meaning the animals are procreating, doing what they're supposed to do. Another pasuk. They send out their young freely like sheep, and their children frolic. Right? It's the best of times. They raise music with drum and harp and rejoice to the sound of their flute. The pasuk says, they live out their days in comfort, their years with pleasantness. Oh, and by the way, that incredible, incredible arichas yamim, right? So this is a very, very good time. The pasuk says, "Uberega she'ol yechatu," they go down to the grave in 1 second. Now here it's a shaila. Is this like a good thing or a bad thing? But we're going to teach it the way some rishonim teach it, and that is, despite all the amazing things that they had, but in 1 second everything was lost. Vehi garmu, and you want to know what is it that caused it? It's mamish this. It was the prosperity. It was all the good that they have that caused that uberega shal yechatu, that in 1 second they should lose everything. Sha'amru lokel, because they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, here's another pasuk, sur mimenu v'dastu achecha lechafatsnu, leave us, we have no wish to know your paths. Mashaka ki navdenu umanoil ki nifkaboy, what is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what would we accomplish by approaching him in prayer? Amru, what they were saying was, klum tzrichamanu loy elu letipel shal gzamin, so what could we need Hashem for? Maybe for a little bit of rain. Well, guess what, even that we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, because yesh lanu horus mayanu shanu mistakmu ba. Because what we have is we have rivers and we have streams from which we're able to sustain themselves. And as a result, they came to a point where they felt the world was so good, there was such a sense of koichi va'itzim yadi, that we don't need a Kaddish Baruch Hu at all. They said, the one havamina we would have thought maybe, by the way, people are living to the ripe old age of like 900, right? Life is great. So, why do we need a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Maybe rain. I hear a tipa shol shaman. But guess what? We have reservoirs. We have so much rain. We're able to take care of ourselves. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Betoivish eshpati lohem ba machisen oisi." He says, you're going to use all the toive that I gave you to go against me? Meaning, you say you don't need me. Why? Because of all the toive that you have. Well, guess what? Who gave you all the toive? I'm the one that gave you all the toive. Ubani donoisam. I'm going to take revenge, mida keneged mida, with that tiny, your punchline. What's the punchline of this whole thing? The one thing maybe we need a Kaddish Baruch Hu for is a tipa shel gshamim. Guess what? We have all these naharas. We have all these reservoirs. I'm going to come after you, dafka with the mayim. The mayim is the punchline of your kafri toiv. That's how I'm going to take you out. Shem, as the pasuk says, vanu. Hinini mevi es hamabel mayim. So this is the rest of the story of the Dar HaMabel, right? We didn't see this in the Psukim, we didn't see this in Rashi and Chumash either. There's a drush that there was a tremendous amount of gaiva that came from tremendous hashpois toivos. The merida was somehow manifest in mayim, and that's why mida keneged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished this dar with mayim. Rabbi Yossi said, I'll tell you another reason why the Dar HaMabel was punished with mayim. Dar HaMabel in Iskoa Elabitchful Gagalayin Shadayim of the mayim. Because the Dar HaMabel, their ikur chet was gaiva, and the gaiva came from their galgal ho'ayin. It came from the pupil of their eye. That's primarily where it came from. And the eye is doima l'mayim. It's similar to mayim. And being that it's similar to mayim, the punishment, mida keneged mida, was that they were punished with mayim. Now, why is the eye even similar to mayim? So Rashi says, because mayim usually comes from a small source. And then it comes through the source, even if you have a shefa of mayim, but the original source is very, very small, and it resembles the eyeball, ayin Rashi. But the bottom line is, that being that the Dor HaMabul was Nisgar b'shvil Gagol HaAyin, Shnei Doim HaLamayim. Now, how do you know that Shem of the Pasuk says, Vayikchem Noshim Mikol HaShem B'charu? Right, there was an Indian of Shmira Seinayim that they weren't being careful. They were looking at all the Noshim. Lefichach Don Oysim B'mayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them with water, Doim HaGagol HaAyin, Shnei Doim HaLamayim. Nifku Komayin Istayim Rabbah Beruv Esash HaMayim Nevtach. Right, that Pasuk is a Makar that they were punished with Mayim, which I think everybody knows. But the bottom line is two different reasons that we have over here why the Dor HaMabul was punished with Mayim. Either the punishment was with Mayim because that was like the punchline of their merid, of their kafui toiv, or it's related to the fact that their oinish was galgal ho'ayim, which stems, by the way, with Vatishach Eslashen Erv of Avodah Zarah, right? That's Abba's Raya Darayas. So it's related to the Indian of Erva. But regardless, there was some Shaykhis to Mayim, and it's for that reason the punishment was with Mayim. Well, we learned in Chumash here, we spoke out of Chazal that the Rishonim quote in different places, and the Chazal itself is also mentioned in different places. It's in Medrash Eicha, and it's also in the Midrashim and Parashas Noach, and that is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world with Mayim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to go back to the way it was before there was Aretz, before man was even able to live on the ground. Because the Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Mayim on the second day, really the first day there was already Mayim, but it was Mikoyles Mayim Rabim Adir Mishper Yom Adam Amarim Hashem, that from the sounds of the waves, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hearing was music. He was hearing Adam Amarim Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was banking the Gitte Tzaten, the good old days, when the world was Mayim and all there was Shiris V'Sishpachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, he went and he destroyed mankind and he destroyed Aretz. V'Tishach Eisa Aretz. There's no more Aretz. Let's go back to those good times. And that's the Oymek of Mayim. The Oymek of Mayim is not punk Mayim. It could have been aged for the same price. But the Nakuda is that let's go back to the way the world was, where it was V'ruach HaLikim Rachefes HaPnei HaMayim, where it was Mikoyles Mayim Rabbim Adir Mishpareyam Adam Amarim Hashem. But either way, in our Gemara, the Gemara is discussing the midah keneged midah of the Mayim. At the end of the day, if the punishment was Mayim, there has to be a midah keneged midah. But there's definitely pnimius. We mentioned the Rashban, Brachas Dav Zayin quotes that medrash. Dvarim Niflon Adla Ma'oid, I think it was in the second Chumashir. But the bottom line is, our Gemara is discussing it more from the Einish perspective of what the midah keneged midah was. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Dor HaMabul Berabba Kilkulu. The Dor HaMabul, when they sinned Berabba. Right, it was big. Uberabba Nidoinu, and they were punished with big. Berabba, how do you know they sinned Berabba? Shem, the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem ki Rabba Ra'as Ha'odam. Right, the Pasuk uses the word Rabba. Uberabba Nidoinu, how do you know that they were judged with Rabba? Shem, the Pasuk says, Kol Mainois Tahoim Rabba. So there was an element of Rabba, right? There was nothing subtle about the Dor HaMabul. The Chet was Rabba, and the punishment was Rabba, right? Just think about the punishment. Punishment, the whole world got wiped out. That's Rabba. Right? That's not like a sniper going after somebody and hitting him between the eyes. This is Rabba, and that's Mida Keneged Mida, because the Chet and the culture of the generation was over the top. Right? There's an Indian of Tzadikim Echdaktik and Kechut HaSairus. Sometimes a person, he sins Kechut HaSairus or Kum Tanoinish. Here, the Chet wasn't Kechut HaSairus. The Chet was Rabba. And the Oynish, Mida Keneged Mida, was Rabbah as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said that as it relates to the springs of water that were used to punish the Dor HaMabul. And right, just to be clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Dor HaMabul with water. So what does it mean? It rained. Oh, it rained for 40 days, 40 nights. Everybody knows that. But really, it was a two-pronged attack. So come in the Torah. The water came from Oyvin. And it came with an intent, right? It came because of all the rain and all the minos, everything from underneath came as well. And even the shiurim in terms of, you know, rain for 40 days, but water was still coming very, very stark from the ground. There were two distinct elements in terms of how the water destroyed the Dor HaMabul. Now, as it relates to those springs that were opened up, the Pasuk says that they were closed at the end of the story of the Mabul, stating that Rabbi Yochanan said there were three such springs, three sources of water that would remain open. What were they? Beloya de Gader, so Beloya is some body of water, and that was in Gader. The Chami Tveria, right, the hot springs of Tveria, them we're all familiar with. The Inner Abasi, the Beirim, and Inner Abasi is also some great fountain, which was in the place of Beirim. So there were three different bodies of water that remained functioning, going back. Now, in the times of the Mabul, the whole world was like this. Apparently, they're everywhere underneath. And wherever you went, there was Chami Tveria. That's not good, right? But everything was closed. Three remained open. One of them, Rashi brings a chumash, that's the Chamitferia, but this is the rest of the story. It was really Shloisha and Eshtairu Mehem, one of them in Goder, the other one in Tveria, and the third one was in Beira. Either way, going back to the Averis of the Dara Mabel, the Pasuk says, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Es Dargoy Al Ha'aretz. And it's Mavur in this Pasuk that not only did man sin, but Hishchis Kol Basar Es Dargoy Al Ha'aretz. Really, all Basar sin. And this is something that Rashi speaks out in Chumash in the beginning of Parashas Noach. So ultimately, it wasn't just the people that were perverse, but it was really everything. Kol Basar, even the Aretz itself on some level, became complicit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan darshin this pasuk. He said, "Malamid, you see from here, share biu behem al chaya. That what the people did was they took behemos and they mated them with chayas. The chaya behema. They took chayas and mated them with behemos. Va'koil al adam, and they took all these different types of animals and they put them on people. Va'adam al akoil, and then the men went on top of them." Where do you see this? Ki hishchis kolbasa starke al aretz. Number one, you see kolbasa was involved in the hashchasa. But in addition to that, hishchis means midlash and hifl, right? So man caused kolbasa to be in a state of hashchasa. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you see that man was orchestrating all this. Am Rab Abba bar Kahana said, v'kulam chazru, all of these animals, meaning when they left the teva, this whole mishagas was over with. Chutz mi tushalmi. He said, there's one bird, it's an oifrash, he says, it's called the tushalmi. This tushalmi me still does this inyan. Before the Mabel, it was ki hishchis kol basar es darkei al aretz. Just to come off a breath for 1 second, one ha'ara. And that is, so the pasuk said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean, ki hishchis kol basar es darkei al aretz? You see from here that all the behemoths and all the chayas, even the oifos, Adam, everybody was intermingling from an arayas perspective. But Rabbi Yochanan's lashon is, melamid shehirbiyu behema al chaya, v'chaya al behema, v'adam al akoil, v'akoil al adam. Where's that diktuk, hirbiu, coming from? The Lashon HaPasek. The Pasek says, Ki hishchis kol basar es darkei al aretz. The Beis Halevi, in the beginning of Parshas Noach, brings our Gemara. And he says that even though in our Gemara, it's clear, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the hishchis kol basar was hishchis, right? That was his understanding, that man caused all these different creatures to engage in this promiscuity. But in the Midrashim, says the Beis Halevi, it's mashma a little bit differently. In the Midrashim, it's mashma that the behemoths did it on their own. That the behemoths somehow, on their own, had this yetzahara to go and mate b'she'enoy minam. He says, I'm b'marshah here, Masech the Sanhedrin, that's already ma'ir this. But this narrative of Rabbi Yochanan, says the Beis Halevi, is different than the Midrashic narrative. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the behemoths and chayas themselves were mating v'she'enam minam. It was man that was causing them to do it. But in the Medrash, this is something that they were doing on their own. And the Beis Halevi asks the obvious question. It says, Bishlami Rabbi Yochanan, some people were mamish so perverted in that generation that they had somehow not by taking behemoths and chayas and having them mate v'she'enam minam. But the way the Medrash understands it, and that is that the behemoths themselves were doing this, and the chayas themselves were doing this. A behemoth doesn't have a yetzahara, a chayah doesn't have a yetzahara. So what is doesn't mean that a behemoth and chayah is doing something like this. L'chayru, they act with instincts, and their instincts is that they have some taiva for arayas of a beminam. They came to a point where they too had taiva for a she'enam minam based on some level of ashchasa. L'chayru, it's eino yoyme elodar she'eni. So the Beis Halevi says, and this is your dua, I'll just read a few excerpts. Rako inyan. The kemoyda ha'odam poil ba'atzmai al yedei hergele b'maisim haran. Just like a person through his bad deeds, he can change his nature. He can make for himself a new teva. To continue doing what it is he got accustomed to doing. And even if in his seichel he understands that it's the wrong thing to do, once he's mashrish in his gufa teva shnia to do the wrong thing, you can't stop it, right? It's very hard to break a bad habit. And the concept is, it becomes your teva. Now, olikim asa sa adam yasha. Ve'heim bikshu cheshvayin is rabim. We were all created to have good habits. But throughout the course of our life, we do certain things that really we're not supposed to be doing. And that causes us to have bad habits, right? What's exhibit A for that? The Ben Sayer Umayr. That he's at a point where his habits are so bad, quote unquote addictive, that we don't even think, einenu shameh, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, we don't even think he's going to be able to undo and unhear and unsee the things that he's gotten involved in. And as a result, he's going down a path that we think yomuz zakeval yomuz chayv, might as well just kill him now before he does all these averes. But this is something that everybody understands. It's the most basic thing in the world, that a person creates a certain nature where he's going to do things over and over and over again, even though in his seichel he knows it's the wrong thing to do, but afilu hachi, he can't break his nature. And because he can't bring his nature, he gets stuck in this. I'm skipping a little bit. Another excerpt. Ki chen yisad malkoi shaloylon, bahat biyoi teva lecho briyoysel, liyois tivam nishtane, v'nimshach achar mais adam v'ergeloi. U'kifi roi v'asiyas adam, ken yishtane teva shal kulam im ma'at v'imharbi. Says the Beis Halevi. Here's the punchline. V'loi levad b'briyoi sachayim. Now you should know that this is not only true for briyoi sachayim, elegam b'doimim. Even as it relates to a doimim, nasa teva chadosho, hagormen l'hashoicham b'soicham, liyois lehem netiel doze. Meaning, when a person behaves a certain way, this is a tifazach, it changes his teva. But doesn't only change his teva, it changes the teva of his surroundings. That's a chiddush. In the psychology of habit and addiction, okay, it affects you, it affects the people around. Now, it does affect the people around you, but that's in a secondary way. But, says the Beis Halevi, the oimik is that you don't just change your teva, you actually change the teva of everything and everyone around you. He said, that's the oimik in the Gemara's and Kedushim and Tesam Beis, that Asar Kabin of Znus Yardu Le'olam, Tishu Not Le'olam, right? Tishu Not Le'this, Tishu Not Le'that. What happened was the people in those places were behaving a certain way, and then the Medina itself took it, because this was an inyan that affected the Medina. And he says like this, even though it's not something we can freely understand, right? It's not something that you can intellectually articulate 100%. Every person can experience it. If a person goes to a city, Beis Halevi talking, if they're parrots in a certain prat, he's going to feel something. You know, the Chassidish Sfarim say, I would never say this, but the Chassidish Sfarim say that Avraham Avinu, when he came to Mitzrayim, we're going to learn very, 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 very soon, in Parshas Lech Lecha, so he says, Atu Yadati, or Hine Yadati, and Rashi brings the Chazal that until then Avraham Avinu had never looked at Sarah. So what changed? So Rashi and Chazal say a whole bunch of different pshatim. But the Heilige Tzadikim said that Avraham Avinu walked into Mitzrayim, which was Shtufe Zima. The Medina, the Mokim, had a hashpah on Avraham Avinu. It's Mamish the Space Alevi. It had a hashpah on him, and for the first time, Hinei no Yodati Ki Ishi Yifas Marat. He never saw, he never chapped, he was never oimin on it. But now he walked into Mitzrayim. He walked into a Medina that was prutza be'ezer prat min ha'protim. Is he motzei gam ba'atzmoy eze netiyah v'amshochel azeh ha'prat yoysim ha'shaloy k'shoy medin ha'cheres. That's mamish the story of Avraham Avinu. And the Beis Halevi's Meirich, this is pages long, this piece, we're stopping here. This is pages long, but just I'll read the first thing. He says, that's the oimik in the Gemara Masechtes Tainus, daf yud aleph amud aleph, where the Pav says that after a person dies, me meyed, right? Who's going to say edus? So the Gemara says, you want to know who's going to say edus? Avnei beisoi v'koyreis beisoi mi'iden ala odem v'shas adin. He said, what's the oimik? Right, it's a pasuk. He ever mikir tizok v'kapis me'etzi aneno. He said, the oimik is because a person lives in a house. What does that house feel like? What's the teva shni of that house? You can walk into a person's house, you know, you can feel it. Now, we can't, but the tzaddikim were able to feel it. They had such a sensitive antenna, and that's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, the person's house, his bricks and mortars, kipshutai, are going to go up to Shemayim, and they're going to be made. The oilam is going to shmek ois. It smells like elam. What does it smell like? And based on that, they're going to have a havana of what's supposed to happen to this person. So says the Beis Halevi, yeah, in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, it's melamed shir biu behem alchaya. That was the oifen, that's the way this played itself out. But in Midrashim, it's before not that way, that the behemoths and the chayes wanted to do it themselves. How is that even possible? It's because of man's sin. Man's sin reached such a level that it affected the behemoths, the chayes, even the daimimin, you find this inyan by. And it's all an oistruk of how degenerate the generation was, that it got to a point of kihishchis kol basar es darkei ala haaretz. Either way, zokhti gemara weiter. Vayomer lekim lenoyach, keitz kol basar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Boy, Ray, kamo gadol koicha shel chamas. Take a look at how bad chamas is. What does chamas mean? It means gezela. Shari dara mabel over alakot. Right, the dara mabel, they did everything. This is an interesting line, by the way. Everything. I mean, till now we said hashchasa, which is erva and avodah zara and gezela. Right, that's chamas. We saw gaiva. Now already, there's another in right, shmir seinayim, gal gal ha'ayim. But this." Right, we have to take these words very, very literally and very nuanced. Yet, as the pasuk says, "Ki mala aretz chamas mipneim vehinini mashches es haaretz." Right, ki mala aretz chamas mipneim, and that's ultimately what led. That was the chesimas hadin to Vehinidi Mashchis and Asar. So with all the various that they did, at the end of the day, what was the Makkah Patash? The Makkah Patash was the Chametz Miksiv. And there's another Pasuk, and this Pasuk is in Yecheskel, another very cryptic Pasuk. It says, Hechamas kam lemate resha, loy mehem, v'loy mehamoynam, v'loy mehemehem, v'loy noya bohem. What does this even mean? Amar Rabbalazar, let me just talk about Atzmek Makkah. It means that Chamas got up like a Makkah, right? Hechamas kam lemate resha. So this is Chamas that somehow is taking on some form of an object, and it becomes a staff. It becomes a matei resha. Now, if it's a matei resha, means it's going to prosecute the Jews, or the generation. And it stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omad l'fanav, and said, Ribbono shel olam, Master of the Universe, loy mehem, v'loy mehem oinam, v'loy mehem mehem, v'loy noya behem. What he was saying was, there's no value in the world. I'm looking around at everybody. Loy mehem, the people, they have nothing. Loy meha moinam, even if you want to take them as a rabbi, a tzibur, right? Nor from their masses. There's nothing there. Loy mehem mehem, their possessions. Look at the things that they amassed. Echzei garnish darten. Loy noya behem. Noya behem means there's no hope for them either. There's nothing there. So Hamas is the prosecutor. At the end of the day, who's prosecuting? Who is it? It's Hamas. Because loy nechtem gzardinam el ala Hamas. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, ach, al af al noyach nechtem gzardin. That you should know that as it relates to the gzardin of the Deir HaMabul, the gzardin was on noyach himself. El shematzachem b'nei Hashem. But he was matzachem b'nei Hashem. Shinema, as the pasuk says, nichamti ki asisim v'noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Now, where's this pasuk? It's the last pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, which is interesting, right? Because Parashas Bereishis ends, nichamti ki asisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I have charotah that I created man, stating that v'noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Which sounds a little bit like noyach is really not either great, but he was noisachem, right? He had a certain nesias chen by HaKadosh Baruch. We always speak out from the Goyen. The Goyen said, what does the word chen mean? Right? Chen, the Goyen says, is miloshem chinam. Sometimes you meet a person, you know anything about him. You mamish don't know the first thing about him, but he's nice chen, right? He has a certain nesias chen. It comes in this, right? It's something that really, we say in benching about Eretz Yisrael, I once heard B'Shem Rav Nachum Pritzavitz. He said, Eretz Chemda Toivu Rechava. Now, Mal, you would say that Eretz Yisrael is Toivu, it's Rechava, and as a result, it's also Chemda. What does Chemda mean? It's Zis. It's Pachet. It's Toivu Rechava, Memele, it's Chemda. But Rav Nachum said, Azab Riskevar, Miravat, but Azab Riskevar. He said, no. Eretz Yisrael's be'etzem achemda. It's be'cheft, nothing to do with the fact that it's toivu rechava. It's be'etzem chemda. It's this goyin. That's really what chen is. Chen has nothing to do. It's not the sum of its parts. Chen is a maila b'fnei atzmai. A person could have zero mailas, but at the same time, he could have this inyan that he's going to be noisachen. So noyach matzachen b'nei Hashem sounds like it was as a bechinam, right? He got a manas chinam. That's chanon. Chanon. What does chanon mean? Manas chinam. Right? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like that's the inyan of chen. But then again, parshas Noyach begins. Noyach is tzaddik. Tamim hayu b'day roisav. Esol kimes halich noyach. Right, it's a little bit unclear. In fact, as you do the Zohar Kaddish says that really Noyach didn't deserve to be saved because he was like a spalul karoy al doyroy. But the Noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Right, it's a well-known Zohar. But the bottom line is, Tony Rabbi Shmuel already made this observation. Af al Noyach nechtach gzardin elishem matzachem b'nei Hashem shenemar nichamti ki asisim v'noyach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Just one ha'ara. I saw this in the shiurim from Rishu. So, after the Mabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua, right? With a bris and an ois for the bris, that he's not going to bring another Mabel. What was the shvua? V'lo yikaris kol basa oi mimea Mabel, v'lo yi oi damayim l'shaches kol basa. There were two different nuschais, we spoke about this. But, v'lo yikaris kol basa oi mimea Mabel, right? V'lo yi oi damayim it sounds a little bit like the Mabel destroyed everybody, right? Everybody was destroyed by the Mabel. Everybody was destroyed. But it's never going to happen again. I will never again destroy everybody. Such a cluttered diktuk in the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm never going to destroy everybody again. Again, what does oid mean? I'm not going to do this again. I did it. But I'll never do it again. So Rav David asked, David didn't do it. Hashem destroyed Kol Basar. Where did he destroy Kol Basar? Kol Basar was not destroyed. What does it mean? V'lo yikaris Kol Basar oid mimei HaMabel. If one time David would have destroyed Kol Basar, so now there's a Shavuos HaMabel. I'm never going to do it again. But it never happened. Now Hashem, almost, right? Close, very close. eerily, uncomfortably close, but the Eibishter never destroyed the whole world. Where do you find that Kol Basar was destroyed? That was Rav David Shtel. He almost destroyed everybody. You have to be medayik l'shoinei azov shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it sounds a little bit like he destroyed everyone, and he's promising he's never going to do it again. Sned Rav David yesh loyma feed the riagamar b'sanhedrin kuf chesam ad aleph tonit v'rabbi yishmol afal noyach nechtach gzardin el eshem motzachim b'enei Hashem. Nimtzo digzera samabul ochein hoysol v'shachis ulahachris kol basar. V'afes noyach ubonov. This the chefz of the gzardin was kol basar. That's what Eibishta means. Lo yikaris kol basar oyd mimei amabul. He means because the gzardin was really v'shachis kol basar, and that's what the Eibishta is promising. He is never going to do. The pasuk says v'yinochim Hashem ki osa esa odem ars. So this is one of the pasukim that's mentioned in the parashas Bereishis, which is the prelude to the story of Noach. Says the Gemara, Yosra Avdim Yomar, Amar Kadosh Baruch, Kadosh Baruch, who said, Yofa Asisi, Shetikanti Lohem Kforois Pa'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in this word, Vayinochem, is saying that the fact that I decided to destroy man, right, Tikanti Lohem Kforois Pa'aretz, is just a euphemistically way of saying that I'm done with everyone. But the point is, Vayinochem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzefriden. Where do you find Vayinochem means that? My Mashbek Ksifah says, Ovi Vayinochem Hashem, Uksif Hotzim, and there's a pasuk that says, Vayinachem Oysam, Vayidaber Alibam. Right? What does Vayinachem mean? Nichum Aveilim. He comforted them. So Vayinochem means like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comforted, like he likes his decision. Kilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision, Emcha, and Vayinochem Hashem says, I'm getting Nechama from it, I'm getting Chizik from it. I think it's the right thing. The Ikadami, some suggest the opposite. Lo Yofos, you see, it wasn't good. Shetikantalam Kfar Esparetz. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy man. But then after the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know something? I don't know. Maybe I should have given them more time to do tshuva. Maybe this wasn't the best idea. And Vayinochem means a lotion of charata. Where do you find Vayinochem is charata? Ksivach, it says over here, Vayinochem. Ksiv Hasem, Vayinochem Hashem al Hara, Shadib Elas Islamoy. And that Vayinochem is a lotion of charata. It's a different way of seeing it. These two different mahalchim had to understand a very basic pasuk in the Torah. On that note, on the note that you can have two different ways of how to understand a very basic pasuk in the Torah. Eilu told us Noach. Noach is tzaddik tamim hoi b'day roisam. So from all the chazals, as it relates to Noach, this is probably the most famous. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, b'day roisav v'loi b'day resachem. When the pasuk says that Noach was a tzaddik, he was a tamim b'day roisav, you know what the emphasis is? In his dar. Meaning, kafi his dar is like a vein tzaddik. Oh, but v'loi b'day resachem. Rish Lakish, Amir Rish Lakish said, it's true b'day roisav, I love the dik. But not v'loi b'day resachem, kol shem b'day resachem. Meaning, had he lived in a different generation, he zikha would have been a tzaddik. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, the reason he was a tzaddik is because of the generation that he lived in. Rish Lakish is saying, Punkfakert. Madachi was a tzaddik in this generation. Certainly would have been a tzaddik in a different generation. I'm Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Chanin is a mashal. Rabbi Yechiel Malta Vadayma. You want to explain Rabbi Yechiel Shita with a mashal? The following. The Chavis Shal Yain, there was a barrel of wine. Shaitz Munachas Ben Martiv Shal Chaymetz. And it was in a cellar, and this cellar was full of vinegar, meaning it had all these fancy bottles. Abba Lamaisa, every single bottle of wine was already spoiled. Bim Kaima Reicha Noidev. Over there, the good bottle of wine is going to look good, right? You're looking good, right? If you're wine, you could be cheap wine, but if you're surrounded by vinegar, you're having a good day, right? Everyone's going to be looking at you, because at the end of the day, you're the best looking bottle of wine in the room, right? So, obviously, put it into a real Gehediger cellar where somebody's stocking schayra, so over there, ain't Recha Noidev. Over there, it's not going to smell like anything. And that's what Rabbi Yechim was trying to say. Rabbi Yechim was saying, yeah, Noach in his dar. Every guy who was mamish involved in the Gres Tashchas in the world, let me explain to you with a mashal. So there was a flask of something that smelled very, very good, and it was in a makam tinoifis. Even if it's in a makam tinoifis, it's not in the bathroom. It's going to smell good. If you put it in a place where everything around it smells good, it's going to enhance the smell of this pulyotun, it's only going to smell good. So if Noach was able to smell good in a bad generation, kol shekhen if he lived in a different generation. By the way, this gemara that we just learned is, of course, the Rashi. Yesh mera biseinu dar shenoyser l'shvach, kol shekhen shilo hoye b'dar tzadik ma yitzadik yoyser, v'yesh dar shenoyser l'gnai, v'fi dori hoye tzadik, v'ilo hoye b'dori shal avram, lo hoye nechshav l'klum. Rashi over there is quoting it, right? Doesn't sound like our Gemara. Yeah, it's because Rashi is quoting it from a Tanchuma and a Bereshis Rabbah. And if you look up at the Tanchuma and the Bereshis Rabbah, that's the way it is. In the Talmud Bavli, usually Rashi is quoting the Medrash, not the Gemara. That's what he spoke in the Hagdama. Here in the Gemara, the Nusach is a little bit different. It says, Vayimachas kol hayikum asher al pnei adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wiped out everything. If man sinned, what avera did the behemoths do? Now you'll say, one second, didn't we just make a big deal about the fact of behemoths? So, Chayra, the Teretz is, the Gemara is going in the Mahalach of the Talmud Bavli, which is Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan said that even though the Behemoths did Averis, but they didn't really do the Averis, Adam was here via them, right? So what did they do? They didn't do anything wrong. That's like a man who takes a person, right? The famous Reb Chaim, the first Reb Chaim in Sefer, takes a tinek and he throws him down at someone. He's not a Ritzeach, there's no din of Yahargav al-Yavr over there, Kiyodua, like that Reb Chaim. But the point is, what did they do? They didn't do it. Now, according to the Midrashim that the Beis HaLevi brings, so then I hear it a little bit better. Maybe at the end of the day were complicit. Now, they developed this Teva Shnia as a result of the Teva Shnia man. But either way, that's the question. There was a man that made a chuppah for his son. They prepared a wonderful meal. And then Nebuch lied the lie that his son died. Amar Ufizer has chupasai. So as soon as his son died, so he took the chuppah, he said, Echtafis nish. Amar, he said, Klumas, he said, why do I have this whole chuppah, right? Why is he paying the caterer? It's because of his son who's getting married. No, Achshav Shemis, chuppah lamali. Now that my son died, he says, Echtafis nish. And as a result, says the Gemara, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar. Klum Barasi Behemah V'chaya El B'Shvil Adam. I created Behemah V'chaya for Adam. Right? That's what the Pasuk says. Uridu Bet Gasayam, etc., etc., right? The animals were created to be meshamish man. Achshav she'odam choyte. Now that man sinned behemah v'chayi lamali ichtafes nish. Meaning avada. If there was any tayelus in having a world, so you would have all the animals. But there was no tayelus in having them anymore. Mikoil asher becharav amisu. The pasuk says everyone on dry land died. V'loy dogim shavian. As it relates to the fish. The fish were able to make it out alive. Darish Rabbi Yoisi them in Kisari. Ma'idich, so what's around the pasuk that says, Kalu al pnei mayim, tukul al chel kosam ba'aretz. Now this is another cryptic pasuk in Sefer Iyov. Iyov chavdalit. And the pasuk is describing the Dair HaMabel, says the Gemara. Here's the drush. Melamit shayin noyach ha-tzadik moichiach b'hem. Noyach the tzadik was being moichiach the people of his generation. V'ayim l'meni told him asu tshuva. V'im laven, if not, right? Here's the punchline. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe aleichem samap. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a flood. U'mak ben nivlaschem alamayim kezikin. And your carcasses, right, the corpses of the people are going to be floating on the water, Rashi says, kenoidois. Mamish, like these leather bags. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, kalhu al pnei mayim, right? Something that floats, kal, very, very lightly on top of the water. And not just that, I want you to know your generation is going to go down as the cursed generation for all generations. So that's the pasuk. Kal hu al pnei mayim tekulal chel kosam ba'aretz. This is the Musa Shmuz. This is the toichacha that Noach is giving his generation. Now the pasuk continues and says, lo yifne derech kromim. What does this mean? Malamed, we learn from here. Shahayu mefanim derech krom. We learn from here that the people were being mefanim derech kromim. So the Gra incidentally takes out these words. So we're going to take out these words as well. Amaloi. So the Olam told Noach, umi ma'akev. One second. You're telling me that this flood is coming. So how come it didn't come yet? I don't know. I'm looking up. It's a beautiful day, right? There's no rain in the forecast. So when exactly is this happening? Amalehem. So Noach told him, pray to achas yeshi lehoitz mehem. There's one person that needs to leave this world before the Mabel comes. Who's that person? So it's the last Rashi on Kufches Amad Aleph. Misushelach because he's not going to be punished together with you. He's not going to go down as being part of the Dera Mabel. And as a result, it's Negeyim. So they said, right? That's the way we teach. If that's the case, we're not going to clear the paths of the vineyard. Which Rashi says is a metaphor, we're not going to do tshuva, right? If that's the case, we're not doing tshuva. By the way, just to understand the Girsa Sagra, the Pasuk, the end of this Pasuk said, if you look at the Gemara inside, it says, Malamicha Yumafana Derech Kromen. What does that mean? It means that the Olam was working in their vineyard, right? This is just the visual that the Gemara is giving us. The Olam was working in the vineyard and Noach is coming giving Teichacha. Okay, very nice. That's when this Musa Shmuz was given. Now, why is it important that they were working in the vineyard? I hear. But the bottom line, that's what the Pasuk means. But then the Gemara continues and says that after Noach gave the Musa Shmuz, they asked, so how come it didn't happen? Because we're waiting for Mr. Shelach to die, right? Which took a long time. He's the man to live the longest ever. And im came they said, lo nifne derech kromen, which Rashi says is a mussel, we're not going to do tshuva. So the Goyin says, right, you can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Either lo yifne derech kromen means literally they're working in the kromen, or lo yifne derech kromen is their response. It's some sort of metaphor for the fact that we're not going to do tshuva. So the Goyin says, I think the second im came lo nifne derech kromen for sure belongs in the Gemara, which means malamicha if mefana derech kromen was put in betaz. Whoever was magid is didn't chab, that you can't have two drushes from these words and it's sefer iyev of lo nifne. That's Pashup Shad and the Goyim. Why those words on Nimchak? Either way, Daresh Rava, another Pasuk in Iyay. Kesev, Lapid Buz, La Ashtus, Shannon Nochoin, Lemoya De Rogan. The Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk, very similar to the way it dashed in the previous pasuk. Again, it's talking about the Teichacha that Noach is giving his generation. But according to this Drush, it's a different Shmuz. Noach HaTzadik was giving Teichacha. And he told him, Dvar Mashem Koshem Kilapidim. And he told him words that were mamish, Koshem Kilapidim. And they were embarrassing him. They were mamish fashemik him. Right? That happens sometimes. Person gets up, he gives musr, and leitz echo doiche elof teichachos. And you end up with bizyonis. They told him, zoke, old man. Which, by the way, is interesting, because how old is Noach? Right? We know that Noach was giving musr for 120 years. Noach was 600 years old when he entered the teva. That means he's 480 years. I mean, 480 sounds like you're at the prime of your life. That's like mamish, right? That's, I don't know, generation something, right? That's what it sounds like, generation marble. But anyway, Noach HaTzadik was giving teichacha. And he told him, Dvar Hashem Koshem Kilapidin. Words that were harsh, like what? Like fire, mamish, like flames. And they were embarrassing. They told him, Zokin, out the mensch, teva zulama. So we need this teva. Because the Kodesh Baruch is going to bring him a marble. They said, marble shall ma. What kind of marble? And they had a whole shtickle turret. The thumbs came out. Marble shall eish. It's like Ansem Memorav Shach. A chakira. If it's going to be a marble of fire, yesh. We have a certain thing, some fire-resistant maisa that we could smear. It's called alisa. Okay. If the marble is going to be made of mayim, then in an aretz umevi, right? This is a chakira b'toich the chakira. If the water is going to come from the aretz, yesh lanu ashoshi yoshal barzel. So we have these iron plates. Oh, no, we have like these solar panels on the whole earth, and as a result, we get tax rebates, and it prevents the marble. This is like the perfect Indian, perfect storm. The imminent Hashemayim, maybe. And he said, if the water is going to come down from the heavens, nu yesh lanu davar, we have something for akuv shemay. The Amri Law, some say, akuv shemay. Machlik is what it is. No one knows what it is, but it's machlik is what it was called. But either way, Amalehem said, Eibush, when Noach told his generation, herzachzeh. There's going to be mayim. The mayim's not going to come from the aretz. It's not going to come from the heavens. But rather, who may be me bein ikvei ragleichem. The mayim's going to come literally from between your legs. Shenemar nochoin lemoya deirog. Rashi has two pshat on what this means. And one pshat Rashi says it means shichva zera. That it means that the mayim is going to be mamish. It's going to come mamish from your actual guf. Tanya. Meimei ha-mabel koshim kishichva zera. Which segues into this next gemara. That the mayim of the mabel had some shaychis. Right, the water didn't physically come from shichva zera. The pasuk says where the water came from. But on some element, there was a shichva zera component to it. How so? It had the heat and the thickness of shichva zera. Shenemar nochayim lemoya deiroga. With this drush, that the mayim has some shaychis to bein ikvei ragleichem. Om Rav Chiz said, on this note, beroyschim kilkulu. Part of the Avera, right, we saw the Darmabel, now we know did all the Averas. Good. But part of the Averas was Roischin, was Gilei Arayas. Right? Gilei Arayas involves the Zera Roisachas. Uberoischin, Nidoinu, they were punished with Roischin. How do you know that? Ksivach, it says over here, Vayashayku Amayim, regarding the water. Vayashayku means it cooled off. You know that? Ksiv Hasam, the Chamas HaMelech. The pasuk says, "Vayhid l'shivas hayomim umei amabel hayu alars." So Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, it's time for the mabel." But then we wait another 7 days. What's that all about? Mativam shel shivas hayomim. Amar Rav said, "Rav said, what Rashi brings a chumash that every little kid knows." Elu yemei avelu shem misu shelach. So the time came, but misu shelach, right? Eibush was waiting for misu shelach to die. He died, but we had to wait now for the avelus, for the shiva, literally, of misu shelach to end. La metcham, you see from here, hespedim shel tzadik ma'akvenes apurani yislava, that the hesped of a tzadik is ma'akev peronius from coming. Wow. So as long as the world was mourning Misru Shalach, the hespit of the tzaddik is a shmira, and it protected to make sure that the peronius was going to come. Not come. Dover acha, nachabshan, l'shivas. What does that mean? Sheshina aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu seid debereshes. Vayhi l'shivas hayom, it doesn't mean 7 days. But rather what it means is the Eibishter was Mishana, the world that was created in 7 days. How so? So the Gemara in different places, Ayin, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, talks a little bit about this, how the mazolis were nishtana a little bit during the Mabel. The whole Mabel came through a shinui in the mazolis. But the Gemara here says a different Indian. Shoyzachama yoytzeis mi mayriv, v'shoykaz b'mizrach, which is the exact opposite of the way usually. Dover acha, there's another pshat. You know what it means? L'shne v'sayomim, shakovna ma'kodosh baruch hu zman gadol, v'achakach zman katan. This is an interesting idea. Kodosh baruch hu gave them a zman gadol, 120 years. So you would think, okay, the 120 years passed, so it's over. But this sounds like minik derech eretz. I gave you a long time, and by the way, one more chance. I'll give you one more chance, right? We've all heard that in life. I'll give you one more chance. 120 years. That's incredible patience and resilience. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Afilu achi, right, this is the proverbial Suda Achas Ketana. I'll give you one more chance. I waited 120 years. I'm going to wait one more week. Ula Yoshuvu. Davar achar. Another pshat. What does it mean? L'shiva sayomim she'etima me'eino elam haba k'dei she'yedu ma toivo manu mehem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them it. So shiva sayom is actually a reference to elam haba. Now what does shiva sayom have to do with elam haba? Because the world is 6,000 years and then there's going to be chad charev, which is related to elam haba. And ki elof shonim be'necha ki yoyim esmal. So the 7,000 years is really 7 days. And the seventh day is elam haba. And that's this remez of shiva sayom. So they were given a little bit of a taste of what elam haba is going to look like. The Marsha says that why do they have to be given a taste of Olam Haba? He says, Pasha. He says, because the Mishnah says that Anshei Dera Mabel, not only are they not going to have Olam Haba, but they're not even going to be Omid Bedin, which means they're not even going to see what Olam Haba is. Meaning the people that are going to be Omid Bedin but not get Olam Haba, they're going to see for themselves, right? They're going to be standing there. Wow, I can't believe this is, right? The Gemara in Sukkun and Beza Mar Aleph. They're going to see the Yitzhahara Kechut HaSaira and they're going to say, how is this? Halalu Boichem, Halalu Boichem. But the problem is the Anshei Dera Mabel's not even going to be there to see that the Yitzhahara was a garnish. So how are they going to know what they missed out? So this is so interesting. The last 7 days, the last mamish, the end, the very, very end of the tkuf of the Dera Mabel was mamish the best of days. But there's an Indian of Lifnei Shever Goin. Right? The Gemara says in Megillah that the reason Esther invited Haman to the Suda is Lifnei Shever Goin. Because the higher a person is, the lower he falls when he falls. And they got a little bit of a taste of Olam Haba. Hitimam me'ein Olam Haba kidei sheyedu so they should know ma toiva manu mehem. Zok dimar. Mikola behema tohoira tikach lecha shiva shiva ish ve ishtai. Fake the Gemara. Ishus lebehema mi isla. Right, anyone that reads this pasuk is bothered by this. That you should take male and female. We're talking about the behemoths. Man and his wife. Ish for ishtai. Now the truth is, in the world of all the depraved things that happened in the Dera Mabel, you could hear there was chuppah the kedushin when it came to all these behemoths. But at the end of the day, the Gemara asks this kasha: Ishus the behema mi isla. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. I'm Rav Yonasan. May oisam shloim nevdom hamaver. It doesn't mean mamish ish for ishtai, but the animals that on some level behaved. Ki'ilu, they were married, so it's those animals that were saying, you know, yeah, how is Noach supposed to know that? What, Noach knows that? Like, how's Noach supposed to know, right? How's Noach supposed to know? Al Rishayin Avon Mitzdarim, by the way, the Noach even knows him, you know, kosher animal, non-kosher animal, right? Two of the non-kosher, seven of the kosher, right? Says, you see from there, Noach learned Torah, Gevaldik. But how's he supposed to know this? How's he know which animals are Baal Aver? Right, mekicked off the Shterin, right? But when you look the bull between the eyes and you know what his Madriga Ruchni is, it's a very Shver Zach. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Chizah said, Shevim Lufnei HaTeifa. That what Noach did was, he took these animals and he had them pass the teva, kol sha teva kol tesoy. Anyone that the teva was willing to accept, b'yidush loy nevda b'maver. Kol sha ina teva kol tesoy, b'yidush nevda b'maver. Meaning, Noach didn't really have to do anything. All Noach had to do was he had to be maver them lifnei the teva. Rabbi Avo Amar, he didn't even have to do that. Mioisin abo meleim. There were certain animals that came on their own. Any animal that came on its own, that was a ride that this animal belonged. And if not, not. Asay lecha tevas atzi goyfer. Noach was told make a teva, and it should be made out of Goifer holz, right? I think there's a Yiddish title for that. I'm not even going to try. But it should be made out of goifer wood. My goifer, what exactly is goifer? Amr of Ada, Amri the Beir of Sheila, Zu Mavliga, the Amri Law, some say, Zu Gulnish. Tzayar, Tasa, Latefo. What was the Tzayar? Amr of Yechon said, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Noyach. Kvaba, Avonim, Tevis, Margolis. I want you to take these very precious stones and pearls, Kedeshim, Meiris, Lechem, Ketzarayim. So like this, you're going to have light, and the light is going to be so gewaldic, it's going to be literally like the tzarei. What does that mean? So the top of the teva didn't come to a perfect slant. There was one amma. What's the reason for this? The bahachiu the kaima. Just as far as the physics of it, like this, it's going to be able to have a kiyum. Tachniim shniim shlishim tasel. There were three stocken, right? That Yiddish word I do know. There were three floors from the teva. Tana tachniim. The other one I used to know. Tachtiim lezevel. The bottom one was for the zevel, right? The garbage. And son of the behemoth, the middle floor was for the behemoths. El yoinim. That was already for Adam. Adam is min el yoinim. Adam el yoinim. Vayishalach es ha'oirev. The pasuk says that when Noach was trying to figure out whether or not the mabel stops, so first he sends out the rave. Amr ishlokish. Rishlokish said, Shuvan nitzachas. He shiva oirev the Noach. So what happens? He sends the oirev. The oirev doesn't want to go anywhere, right? Dreitzach by the teva. He doesn't want to go. So when Noach pulls the oirev back in, so the raven has a conversation with Noach, and not only did he have a conversation, he beat him, right? He had a tshuva neitzachas. He told him, Rabcha soineni. He says, your Rabcha, meaning your master, the Eibishter, hates me. and you hate me as well. So he's not feeling very good, right? His self-esteem is a shtickle woe. And he says, Hashem hates me, you hate me, right? Everybody hates me. So this is this Indian over here. So Rab Chassanein, and he told him, I know that your Hashem hates me, because Menat Torah Shiva, Menat Meim Shnayim. He said, because look, the Mishnah was very partial to the kosher birds versus the non-kosher. And I'm non-kosher, there's only two of me. Oh, but the Atas Nesoni, you even hate me more than that. If you have to send one animal, one bird out to go see those titzach, as I in the belt. So why are you sending one of me? I'm only two, right? Send one of the seven. Wouldn't that make sense just from a diversification, from an investment profile perspective? That would seem to be a more reasonable. Right? And he said a whole Torah. He said, if the Sar Chama, the Sar Tzina gets, I get sucked into the sun, into the Tzina. So it's this, we're going to be, the world's going to have no ravens. How could the world not have ravens? Right? Wouldn't it make more sense? You have seven of the other Chevras, so take one of those and send them there. Oh, but then he told Nayach, you know, I have a whole different way of looking at this. Maybe it's not so much that you hate me. Shema le'ishti at the tzarech. He says, maybe you have a taiva le'ishti. Amalois, and Nayach told him, meaning you want me to die. It's like this. So he told him, Rasha, b'mutali nesali, b'nesali like Oshkein. There's an isatashmi shamita in the teva. And afilo b'mutali, afilo ishti. So he says, you think ba'asali, which is your wife, the female raven? Avada, that's not what's going on. It says the Gemara, oh, interesting. There was an isatashmi shamita in the teva, we know in the nesru. How do you know that, tachsev? The pasuk says, "Ubasal ateva atu uvanecha veishtecha uneshevanecha itach." That when they enter the teva, it says atu banecha, the men, and then afterwards veishtecha uneshevanecha, the women. Seven, it says when they left the teva, tzemen ateva ato veishtecha uvanecha uneshevanecha itach. So when they enter the teva, so over there it's right, it's separate seating. It's atu uvanecha veishtecha uneshevanecha. But when they left, then it was already atu veishtecha ubanecha uneshevanecha. You see from here, this is a raya that there must have been an Issa Tashmash Amita. That's why when they entered the Teva, they had to enter separately. But when they left, says, there were three that were Meshamish Mitasim Teva. So we just said that it was an Issa Tashmash Amita in the Teva. But three were Meshamish, for Kulam Lachman, they were all punished. Kelev, the dog, the Oirev, the raven, the Chom. Chum, the son of Nayach. What was the punishment? Kelev Nikshar. The Kelev gets tied up, right? He's on a leash. This is his Einish. Oirev Rok. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Rok? He's Rok Zera Bishas Tashmish. Chum Loka Be'oiroi, which is self-explanatory. Vayashalachas Hayoina Me'itoi Lirois Hakalu Hamayim. So after the raven didn't want to do it, Shlichos, so what did Nayach do? He sent the Yoina instead. Now, if you look carefully at the Pasuk, by the Oirev it says, he just sent the Oirev. By the Yoina, it says, Vayishalich es Hayoina Me'itoi. It sounds like the Yoina was with him. Meaning, from Tzizamim Medeim, that's where he sent it. Amrab Yermio, Mikan, we see from here, Shadirason Shal Oifois Tahoirim Im Tzadikim. You want to know where the Dira of the Oifois Tahoirim are? Tzizamim Medeim Tzadikim, this is above my pay grade. Vini Ali Zayas, Torah of Befir. So, right, he sent the Oirev again, right? There's a whole Arichos. And he comes back, and what does he have? He has an Ali Zayas, a leaf of an olive. And it's taraf befiya, right? It's in its mouth. Taraf means it was plucked, right? To be taraf something. This plucked olive leaf is inside the mouth of the yoina. Amr Rabbalaz, Rabbalaz said, I'm going to tell you a different taich, a drush. Amr yoina lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribayna shalaytham, yiyu mizaynoysay merurim kizayis, u mesurim biyotcha. I'd rather my mizaynas be bitter. Bitter like a zayis, right? Merurim miloshin marer, davar beitay. Umesurim biyatcha, but be handed over in your hand. Va'ayu mesukim kidvash, umesurim biyad basavida. And what's the oimik over here? The oimik is that yoina until the yoina, not yoina, but the yoina until now was in the teva. And who was me mefarnes the yoina? It was Nayach, and it was mamish, it was tzikizis. But at the same time, who's supporting the Yoina? It's coming from Nayach. What the Yoina is telling Nayach is that I'd rather not get it from you. I want to get it from the Eibishter. And even if it's going to be Merurim Kizayis, the Ali Zayis is Befiya, I'd rather it bitter from the Eibishter directly than have to come on to you, even though from you it's going to be much sweeter. Now, this assumes that the word Taraf means Mezoinus. Right, Taraf Pashtus means it was plucked. It was like this plucked Ali's eyes inside his mouth. But we're saying the whole Shtikal Torah that this is defining the Mezoinus of the Yoinus. And the Mar says, "My Mashmat Hay Taraf Lishna the Mezoinu." We're going to end with this. The Chsiv, it says Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. Right, so you find that Hatrifeni is a Lashon of Mezoinus. That is the Raya to this Inyan. So just to end with two Haaretz, that is. So we had a Gemara.
The Gemara said, Elo told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik, tamim hayu b'day roysav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and said, what does it mean, tamim hayu b'day roysav, v'loy b'day rosacher? Rish Lakish said, I agree. With the dig, but they roysav. But not but they roysav, v'loy b'day rosacher, but rather but they roysav, abu v'kolshkein b'day rosacher. And the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Chanina, mashad Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ad avadayma, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mashad Rish Lakish, ma'ad avadayma. But the bottom line is, the pasuk when it talks about Noach, makes a big deal that Noach was a tzaddik and he was a tamim, b'day roysav. What does it mean, b'day roysav? In his dar, we're trying to say something. Rabbi Yochanan said b'day roysav, but had he been in a different dar, he wouldn't have been a tzaddik. Rish Lakish said, no, fakir. B'day roysav, he was a tzaddik. Kolshkin, had he lived in a different dar, he would have certainly been a tzaddik. And we mentioned when we learned the Gemara that this is, of course, a slightly different version of the famous Rashi and Chumash. B'day roysav, yesh merabi seinu darshan noysa l'shvach. Kolshkin, shilo hayu b'dar et tzaddikim hayu tzaddik yoyser. Fi yesh darshan noysa l'gnai, lafi dairi hayu tzaddik. Abiv ilu hayu b'dar shal Avram. Now, it's not the same Nosach, because Rashi is quoting the Tanchum and the Bereishis Rabba. Our Gemara is the Talmud Bavli. I think it's kedai to mention. I've heard of Art many times over the years that if you look at Rashi's Lashon, Yesh Merabi Seinu Darshan Oysa L'Shvach, V'yesh Darshan Oysa L'Gnai. So Sadaa is Avertal, that the Rabbi Seinu were Darish L'Shvach. Right, the Rabbi Seinu, they have an eye in Torah. So when they were Darshan L'Shvach. But the ones that were Darish L'Gnai, they're not Yesh Merabi Seinu, they're V'yesh Darshan Oysa L'Gnai. It's a very nice Avertal. The problem is, our Gemara is putting names to the faces. We know who it was. It was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that's Darish L'Gnai. So if Rabbi Yochanan is Darish L'Gnai, you have no right to say V'yesh. He's not Merabi Seinu. Chayra, a pashta pashtar. But the emes is, if you think about it, it's mamasha, it's a pel de gazach. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have been Dorish L'Gnai if he could be Dorish L'Shvach? Meaning the hergish of Yesh Merabi Seinu, which is Dorish Anoisa L'Shvach, V'yesh Dorish L'Gnai is an emes a hergish. It's not, you can't say it. You can't say it. Because it's Rabbi Yochanan that you're talking about. He's not Rabbi Seinu. He's Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Aroi. He's the great Rabbi Yochanan, right? But the hergish is emes lamita. That if you can darshan l'shvach, why would you darshan l'gnai? You know, it hit me. Sadaa Gemara in Masechta Soita, Daflamid Vavam Ebeis. The Gemara there talks about Yosef HaTzadik. So we know the story of Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Paitifa. And then the Pasuk says he was coming into his house, Lassus Malachtoi. And there was a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadama one said, Lassus Malachtoi Mamish. The Chadama and the other one said, Lassus Trochas Nichtam. Meaning Rav and Shmuel Machlokes, but one of them said that he was actually coming to do the Aveira. Right? One of them said he was coming to do the Aveira. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we don't know who said what. I ain't say for Shem Oilam, not for now. But if you take a look at that sugya, Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, Melamit Sheshneim Lidvar Aveira Nischafnu. Shenemar Vayove Abayis Alasis Malachtoi. Rabbi Yochanan takes on the Shita that you want to know what Yosef HaTzadik's Kavanah was. Yosef HaTzadik's Kavanah was, he was coming to do an Aveira. This is another pasuk where you can be Dorish L'Shvach or you can be Dorish L'Gnai. And I think it's Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasa without a question who's going ahead and he's being Dorish L'Gnai. He's the Yesh Darshan L'Gnai. And if you think about it, it's a Pela Tzuma. Why would the great Rabbi Yochanan not be Yesh Merabi Seinu Darshan Oysa L'Shvach? Why is he from the Yesh Darshan Oysa L'Gnai? Sigh with regards to Noach and sigh with regards to Yosef. So I'll share with you a Dovah Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Yam HaChachma from Hagoyin HaMekubal Reb Itcher Maya Morgenstern Shlita. And he brings this in the name of the Shpola Zeda. He said that the Shpola Zeda asked this kasha. He said, why is it that there was a Yesh, a Darsh, and Oysa L'Gnai? If you could be Darsh L'Shvach, he said, why would you be Darsh L'Gnai? And he said that the Torah wanted to teach us a very, very deep, a very, very profound idea. And that is that sometimes there's a tzaddik. And this tzaddik has different ketrugim and different irurim on him. People are saying that he's not such a tzaddik. People are saying they don't agree with something he said. They're saying that they don't agree with something that he did. And they're being meir on him. And they're being mekatrig on him. It's nishtas agresa tzaddik. Could be he does a lot of good things. But at the same time, this irurim, this tainas on him that efshenisht. So said the Shpola Zeda, that the Torah wanted. And the yesh, shedarshan oysa l'gnai. Rabbi Yochanan wanted that there should be an inyan, that the first tzaddik that's mentioned in the Torah is a tzaddik that yesh doshen oisel l'gnai. To show that just because he's a yesh doshen l'gnai, and just because he's a tzaddik that everybody agrees with, and just because he's a tzaddik that people have legitimate tainas on, but it doesn't mean it's nishta tzaddik. Well, the eshte tzaddik in the Torah is given the tzaddik noyach, the first person mentioned the Torah as a tzaddik. And on this tzaddik, there was yesh doshen oisel l'gnai. And the shpol zeda, it's a chsidish of art, but the hergish is teeth like anything, wanted to show that just because people are being ma'orer and people are being makatrik doesn't mean as the business of tzaddik. So Rabbi Shemaya said that I want to be moisef one noifach. And that is who is the one that was derish l'gnai? It was the great Rabbi Yochanan. We know the Mekubalim say that Rabbi Yochanan was a gilgul of Yosef HaTzadik. Right? The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit Ashari Tfilo, and they would say, you're not worried about an ayin hara? So he said, Anom Mizaru de Yosef Kasina, the Loishot Vayeno. And we know the Magal Amukka said that he didn't say, Anom Mi Yosef Kasina. He said, Anom Mizaru de Yosef Kasina. And the Oymik Advarim is, and we know Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children during his lifetime. And the reason he had to lose 10 children during his lifetime is because he had to be Mechaper for Yosef HaTzadik, who during the Nisoyan of Eshes Baitifa was Moitzi Asoratipa. And like the Gemara says there in Soitel Amid Vav Amid Beis, like the Zohar Kaddish talks about, that he was Moitza Asar Tipin. And because he was the Gilgal, he was the Tikkun for Yosef HaTzadik, so that was something that had to happen. Rabbi Yochanan is Yosef HaTzadik. We know in Kabbalah, Yosef HaTzadik is the Tzadik. The Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Who is that? That's Yosef. So Rabbi Shemaya said, Al Pi Darkei Shel Hashpola Zeida. It could be the Oymek Advarim the Torah wants to show. The Torah wants to show that not only if people are ma'ir and people are makatrik on a tzaddik, does it not mean that the person's not a tzaddik? But even if a tzaddik is makatrik on a tzaddik, it doesn't mean the tzaddik's nishkan tzaddik. There were tzaddikim that had other tzaddikim that were makatrik on them. Dvarim yuduin v'atikin. And this is something that's been part and parcel of Jewish history. And people like taking sides, and then people say crazy things, and then they're nichshol and be mevazat tamad chacham rachman al etzlan. But this is the havana. This is the oymek. The oymek is just because there's a tzaddik that people are being ma'ir and makatrik on, and even if the tzaddik has ma'ir and makatrik in, that themselves are tzaddikim. This is Yosef HaTzadik. This is Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying on Noach the Tzadik. Das meint nicht, as es nicht kein Tzadik. Now, this is not my lane, but if you speak to the Chassidish Yidden, they'll tell you that during the Shpala Zeda's own lifetime, he was a nirdif, and there were people that were being roid of him, and it's ganz yutachin that this vart, this hergish, that the Shpala Zeda said was related to that. But this is the aside. There's a Tzadik, and it could be nirdofin, there could be people that are coming after him, and they're being makatrik, and it could be the people that are saying a Tzadikim, and maybe the bigger Tzadikim than he is. But that in and of itself doesn't mean you're not a Tzadik. Noyach is the first tzaddik mentioned in the Torah, and there's a yesh darshan l'gnai, and you know the yesh darshan l'gnai is it's none other than Rabbi Yochanan, who's gilgul nishmasay. This comes from the Hilchos Svarim, gilgul nishmasay from the tzaddik with the ei yediyah, the tzaddik yisoid olam Yosef HaTzadik. That's the first star. The second star, we're going to end with this, and we spoke this out already during Chumash, but I think it's kedai to chazer over again, and that is that the Eibishter comes to Noach and he tells Noach, I want to build a teva. Why don't you build a teva? What's the tachas of building a teva? He says, because I'm going to bring a mapel, and I want to give the oilam an opportunity to do tshuva. So you're going to be busy hacking holtz, goifer holtz, and you're going to be building this teva. And during this time that you're building this teva, people are going to come to you and they're going to say, what is this all about? This whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. And you're going to tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a mapel like this, ula yoshuvu. Maybe they're going to come around, maybe they'll be able to do tshuva. Okay, how long am I going to do this for? 120 years. That's a decent amount of time, plus another week, right? But 120 years, ulai yeshuva, maybe they're going to be able to do tshuva. If you think about it, it's a davar nifla. Because at the end of the day, who entered the teva? Noach entered the teva. His wife entered the teva. His three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, entered the teva. And their wives entered the teva. Noach embarked upon this outreach mission, 120 years long, and he wasn't successful and being makariv, even one person, right? What we called in the Chumash, the most unsuccessful kiruv program of all time. It's a pella. How is something like this even possible? Now, the truth is There is some Indian in the Svar Makdoshim that Noach maybe wasn't properly Machiach the Dar. Right? The Zohar says he didn't daven Karoya on the Dar. That's for Noach Matzachem Be'eni Hashem. The Chassam Sofer said Mishpat Dar HaMabul was Yud Beis Chodesh is referring to Noach because Noach in the Teva, that's where it was Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's why he had to be there for so long. It was an Oynish for the fact that he didn't do this. But we learned the Gemara. We learned it together just now. And the Gemara, it's Mavur that he was giving Teichacha all over the place. Psukim and Eiv. He was giving Teichacha after Teichacha. Right? And there would be Mevazahim. And he wasn't shtering zech. So it sounds like there was teichacha. He was doing what he was supposed to do. He was giving a musa shmuz. But for some reason, tzirish gegangen, it didn't work. So if it didn't work, so what's pashup shah? So when I was preparing the shiur, my parshas noyach, I learned together with my son Ari. So we were discussing this together. So my Ari had a herkish. He said, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, achsei lecha tevas. Quote, Harbi Revach Vatzal Olafana. Really, David had a whole bunch of eitzes how he could have saved Noach. V'loma hitricha v'binyin zeh, k'dei sheyiru, anshe dara mabal oisek ba kuf chav shon. So the oilam should see him busy for 120 years. V'shoyel an oisek mazo islecha. What are you doing this for? V'hu oimer lehem, and he's going to tell them, asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehevi mabal oilam. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mabal oilam. Ula yoshuvu, maybe they're going to do tshuva. If, what was the message that Noach was giving over to his jar? His message was, asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehevi mabal oilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy the world. Fire and brimstone. We just learned the Gemara. One pasuk says it's fire. The other pasuk says it's mayim. Or you think you're going to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to come in bein ikvei ragleichem, right? This was mamish. It was a fire and brimstone thing, a message. You want to get someone to come around. You want to be mashpia on somebody. You have to do it in a positive way. If you come at him and you tell him, listen, do this or else, might not work. The message of Noach was a message of fire and brimstone. And that's why 120 years of Ula Yeshuvu, but at the same time, there wasn't one person that was able to come around and do tshuva. And by the way, Avram Avinu, which is coming up now in the Chumash, right? And in the Daf. But Avram Avinu, who's going to come, and Avram Avinu is going to start giving Musar, and he's going to become the great Makarev of all time. V'anefesh hasha asa b'charim, the Rambam says, beginning of the Zohar, he was Makarev thousands of people. How did he do it? Achila. He did it with shtiyah. He did it with levaya. Right, he did it with a little vodka. That's how he did it. He did it with Ashmecha. Let's learn together. Right? That was the Mahalach of Avram Avinu. That Mahalach works. And it was really the antithesis. It was breaking from what Noach had done. Noach's whole message, Rashi says it in one line, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Mabul Oilam. That landed on deaf ears. But in terms of a positive message, coming out and trying to be Makar of people, that's already a whole different thing. And this is what Mayari said. But then he called me during the week and he told me he was thinking about it. He has another pshat. And this is Emes Lamita. The Pasuk says later, when Noach finally enters the Teva, Vayyavay Noach Ubanav Ishtai, Uneshe Banav Itai El HaTeva, Mipnei Mehamabel. The Torah emphasizes that when Noach entered the Teva, he entered Mipnei Mehamabel. Zok the Hilger Ashi, Af Noach Miktane Amonahoyo. Noach was Miktane Amon. Maimin Ve'inay Mamin. He didn't believe 100%. He believed, but he didn't believe. He didn't believe 100% Shayyavay Amabel. Vayyavay Nichnas the Teva, and he ultimately didn't enter the Teva, Achnedachku Amayim, until the Mayim forced him to come in. By the way, you know who's the Bala Memra of this? It's a Bracious Rabbah. You know who the Bala Memra is? It's Rabbi Yochanan. I saw the Be'er Sheva on our Gemara says, it's Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasa. Rabbi Yochanan, who's Yesh Darshan L'gnai, he's the same Rabbi Yochanan that said, Af Noach Miktani Amona Hoyo, Zok the Be'er Sheva. He says, it's Poshnit. He says it on Yesh Darshan L'gnai. He says, Yogati U'matzasi Harbet. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have been Darish Noach L'gnai? And he says, Shuv Matzasi, it's Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasa. Because, not like the Shpola Zeda, different Mahalach. That, being that he was a Maimon V'enei Maimon. But the bottom line is, what do you see from this Rashi? That Noach himself didn't believe his message 100%. Noach is getting up behind the pulpit. He's screaming. He's darshaning. He's saying, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Mabul Oilam. You know what the problem was? Noach himself was maimin ve'inu maimin sheyavei amabel. He didn't believe it 100%. If you don't believe it 100%, how are you going to be mashpi on people? If you're not passionate enough about your message, if it's not dvarim ha'yotzim in alev, it can't be nechnasim alev. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself was, because Noach himself was miktani amana, it's for that reason that Noach wasn't able to be mashpia. If you want to influence somebody in any walk in life, if you want to sell something to somebody, and certainly if you're selling nitzchias, you're selling Torah, you're selling amunah, the only way to do that is if you believe it 100%. If not, find another day job. Because if you can't do it with certainty and with clarity and with passion, if you're miktani amana, your message is not going to resonate. For 120 years, Noach was darshaning. Oh, but the problem is, af Noach miktani amona hoya. And because Noach was miktani amona, therefore, 120 years later, of Ula Yeshuvu, it's the most unsuccessful Kiruv program of all time. We will, Be'ezus Hashem, end here.